Churchill wrote. The maneuver which gains an important strategic point may be less valuable than that which placates or overawes a dangerous neutral. Fighting the war in the proper way upon the battlefield was the business of generals, although statesmen were ultimately responsible for it. Therefore, statesmen had, or ought to have, the authority to appoint and remove generals and to supervise their work. Setting up the war, dealing with allies and enemies and neutrals, deciding what cost to pay, was decisively the business of statesmen. We have many examples from Churchill of such strategic thinking. In the Great War, he proposed two different ways around the trenches, one to the north and one to the south. He proposed a way through the trenches without the extreme cost in life, the tank which he helped to invent while he was first Lord of the Admiralty. Later, he would propose several strategies for confronting Hitler, forming alliances with Russia and the United States, supporting Czechoslovakia, and above all, building military aircraft at a rapid pace. After World War II, he proposed a strategy to confront, but not to fight, Churchill prayed, the powerful Soviet Union. Churchill made the last proposal in one of his best and most significant speeches, which he gave in 1946 after he had become a national and world hero. The speech provides an example of strategy applied to the modern world, where weapons are devastating and the globe is small. The Sinews of Peace. Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech, or the Sinews of Peace as he called it, on March 5, 1946. By that year, he had carried Britain through the war against all odds, and his efforts were appreciated around the world. Despite the victory over Hitler, in some ways, the world was in a worse situation in 1946 than before the war. The Soviet Union had risen as a terrifying power. Churchill's wartime ally Franklin Roosevelt was dead, and his successor, Harry Truman, was not well known to Churchill. The atomic bomb had been invented and used, and it presented a danger different in degree, and Churchill argued, in kind, to any that the world had known. Churchill and his conservative party had been soundly defeated in the 1945 election, and socialism was the doctrine and practice of Britain. Britain was financially weaker after the war, having spent its capital as well as its blood in the battle. Economically and politically, it was a divided and disrupted land. The invitation to give this speech presented Churchill a significant opportunity, even in his significant life. None other than President Truman introduced him, and he was speaking in the president's home state at Westminster College in the town of Fulton, Missouri. Truman had added a postscript to the letter inviting Churchill to speak, which means that the invitation both did and did not come from the President of the United States. That ambiguity would prove useful. Churchill arrived at the White House on March 4th to travel to Fulton on the train with President Truman. On the previous day, the Soviet Union had announced that it would not leave northern Persia at the agreed-upon time, and it was putting pressure on the Turks to install a government more friendly to it. Truman informed Churchill that he was sending the body of the recently...